War, theorized the Prussian Karl von Clausewitz, is in essence a political act, the extension of political struggle by other means. This principle is particularly true of the American Civil War because it was a struggle of two popular democracies. At the outset of the war, the Southern Confederacy appealed to the right of revolution expressed in the Declaration of Independence. The Union appealed to the principle of perpetual union expressed in the Constitution. Jefferson Davis told Southern audiences repeatedly that the war was fundamentally about the sacred right of self-government. Abraham Lincoln, in his July 4, 1861 address to Congress, argued that the issue of civil war embraces more than the fate of these United States. It presents to the whole family of man the question whether a constitutional republic or a democracy can or cannot maintain its territorial integrity against its own domestic foes. Though both parties knew that the issue of slavery was somehow the inciting cause of the conflict, neither officially articulated war aims in terms of slavery in the first year of the fighting. In a trial by fire, the nation was going to determine, as Lincoln put it, whether there could be a successful appeal from the ballot to the bullet. 4 months earlier, on March 4, 1861, the newly elected president had stood beneath the unfinished Capitol dome and sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. In his address, he made a final appeal for peace and union. "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break the bonds of our affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broadland will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." What the nation heard, however, were not the mystic chords of memory, but a fire bell in the night down in Charleston Harbor.